From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Tim Lancaster. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to Omaha, in the dust I'll see you there. Across the salt flats of Utah, in the rain. Watched the sunset on El Paso, it seemed to last as long as it hangs. Through the waning of the days, we are riders on the plain. Met a girl from Texarkana who could dance like Louisiana. Bit my tongue, saw my eyes to keep me sane. But it's all the same as leaving. I tipped my hat and gone, packed my case, kissed her face. We are riders on the plane. Take me back to Omaha, in the dust I'll see you there. I don't care what you saw, it's all the same. Pass the glass around the table, raise it high as Cain and Abel. Praise a toast for the ghost who were riders on the plane.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker. And I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 513th live performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes an American folk musician, Tim Lancaster, who comes to us from Florida through West Virginia. Tim says, "There's a great man in every story, but an even greater story in every man." Please welcome tonight's guest to the Red Barn Radio stage, Tim Lancaster.
Tell my Stetson head I'm a-leaving you, ma, for the southbound track. Going away, going to stay for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where all the pretty honeys smile. Ooh. There's an old drugstore, let you sing and play, but they don't have the stuff that I need today. I gotta get by, I'm gonna get by for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where man can rest his head on the clouds. Can you spare me a dime? I'm singing this song for the 13th time. Could you love me the way or leave me today? And that's all. Now when the town bell's ringing, best believing I'll be here when you call. We're out on a lake, fishing for a bite. I got the reel down blues, and you know that's right. It's been quite a while since I've had me a good catch. The next has the feeling I'll be reeling in quite a bitch. Siskin boots to my Stetson head. I'm a leaving you, ma, for the southbound track. Going away, going to stay for a while. In the Blue Ridge Mountains where all the pretty honeys smile. Ooh,
hey, folks, you're listening to Tim Lancaster. And I've just said, this is the second time I've said this in a row. I've said Lancaster. Tim comes to us from Florida and then settled in West Virginia in Huntington area. Sounds like then from Huntington, he's moved on to various other places. But we're going to learn all about that now. First of all, I've got to say this. We're sure thinking a lot about the people of West Virginia right now. Have been slammed with this once-in-a-century flood. Mm-hmm. What's the shape of that flood and the water in Huntington?
I was in Huntington yesterday, and they didn't get so much flooding there as more of the central part of the state did.
Yeah.
And where I'm living in Harper's Ferry now in the eastern panhandle, and both of those panhandles were, the eastern and north panhandle of the state, were pretty clear. But, you know, I tell you what, with these tragedies that occur, I'm seeing a lot of people coming together and helping each other out, which is always encouraging to see the love being spread around. As a matter of fact, in Huntington last night, they did a benefit at the club there called the V Club. Several bands played. Tyler Childers and Ona. Tyler played here, and as you know, and Jeremy Short played, who also has been on the show. And then a lot of other great bands. It's kind of an all-star lineup, really. And they raised, well, over $10,000. I would say at least $12,000, and that's just from the door. And they did a silent auction there. All the proceeds went to benefit the victims of the flood.
Wow, that's great.
And then all that's not including the items that were donating. There's the whole west wing of the club was filled with your essentials that you take for granted.
Food, clothing, yeah, donations,
right,
and whatnot.
So that was really special to see, and I'm glad I was there for it.
My old gal, won't you mind standing low with your wits? I don't care at all watching the tears as they fall down your cheeks into your breast. You'll miss me when I'm gone. Laugh all you want. It's only a game until you know how to play. And when my cards are gone, I'll change the rules, make a new name, find a nice place to pick up and start. I've played you all along. We carry on with the ways of the city. No old man can suffice. Lie until we learn, each taking turns, stretching out yet a finer line. Call me what you will, got one last shot and some time to kill. But if I'm standing still, light me up one, count me off two. Each given man has something to prove, and I ain't cut out for you. Sweet, slow, and tender, the days once were like a bourbon dream. Oh, how I remember when we once lived for the finer things, and how the sunshine when our eyes met. Now it seems the time's come to set, and what is a man left to do? We carry on with the ways of the city. No old man can suffice. Lie until we learn, each taking turns, stretching out yet a finer line. Believe you and me, the times did change, so have we. The past has brought us to see we couldn't be without the you. After all we've been through, shot up ladders, jumped through hoops. Funny how it all formed one big loop. Strike a match, light the fuse.
I would love to hear you talk a little bit about your appointment this summer at Harper's Ferry. Congratulations, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, Tim was selected as Harper's Ferry National Parks Artist in Residence. What does that post entail?
They give me a place to stay, which is right in the historic part of town, right near the John Brown Museum, if you ever want to come and visit. It's beautiful. And anyway, they give me a place to stay and I get a living stipend. And basically, I'm just there to write songs about the park and the region and the history, anything I can really think of that I can relate to that area.
Now, hold on for a second. This sounds like a perfect gig. So all you have to do...
Oh, it's the best job in the world.
All you have to do is just hole up by yourself and just write songs? You don't have to... There's no outreach element? You don't have to do, workshops with little children or anything like that?
I don't think I do. I would love to. That would be fun. They encouraged me to go out and play in the park. I've only been there for a week. I had to at least put out 3 songs, which I was able to do then in the first week. I mean, those songs are not done. I still got to polish them, which is always a fun process to see how the song develops over time.
Is it solitary?
Yeah, it is. I kind of like that. It's kind of new, but you know, I'm making friends for sure. There are a lot of good people there. But I definitely do like the time to myself and to focus on my craft and nothing. I think any artist would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I had myself a plot and a few fruitful seeds with not a plan but a vision indeed. You see, my pals and I placed here a bet on who could grow the best melon yet. Water, that is. Round and green to feed the folk around. Not long after the deal went down, I laid my seed 1 inch in the ground. Knowing now I've done all I can do, I read and I prayed for a week or two. With all the hoping and praying, praying and hoping, the time soon came for that seed to open. And on that day which the sprout did arrive, my oh my oh my, what a beautiful sight. Cute as an infant, tough as a man, together could take the world, the whole damn world. Now y'all, I swear. Thank you. my sprout to grow. It took off like a vine to and fro. Then was there a bright yellow bloom, my boy telling me he had something to prove. Melon, that is. The round and the green kind to feed the folk around. Well, I watered and I tended in water, noticing the skin on the melon get harder. It grew quite quick, fast in size, with a hollow knock. My new round friend and all together, and the cameras clink, but when cut in, my heart did sink. Slightly pink. You see, my melon never got the opportunity to ripen. Live and learn.
It's really cool because they haven't had this program in 10 years. I'm glad that they did. I'm glad that they chose me to be that person. And most of the time, apparently I'm the first songwriter who's had this position. Most of the time it's a visual artist, some like ceramics or a painter or photographer, that kind of thing.
I was just going to ask that, yeah.
So it's cool to be a songwriter and be there and be able to contribute in that kind of way. I want to do a full-length album while I'm there about the park. And I'm setting up recording time and rallying some musicians together. I want to have it like a modern traditional sound. My term will end on around August 20th, which is when they're doing the Confluence Music Festival at the park. This is the first year that is going on, so we're really trying to get people to come out to that and show some support to the park, because I think it's a really cool thing that they're having a music festival at a national park. A lot of the bands from that area are playing it, and then we have bands from the part of the state that I'm more familiar with, Huntington, and like Tyler Childers is playing, Ona, they're coming over, and then myself, and then playing with some bands called the Woodshedders there, and they're all slipping Laura May socks and a Faster Buffalo. So it's gonna be nice to see like my worlds collide at this music festival, kind of like the Confluence.
Yeah,
there's
right.
More than one thing going on there, so it'll be fun.
My baby calls me a medicine man who can heal all her wounds with my lips where they land. But she can make me so nervous at times I can't stand. And my baby calls me a medicine man. There's a phoebe that chirps from the roof of my shed. I've noticed it more since the day that she left. Bearing the burden of my own emptiness, there's a phoebe that chirps from the roof of my shed. Baby calls me an old engineer who keeps her on track and rattles the gears. A brake man can't stop the rolling of tears. So my baby calls me her old engineer. Think I'll fill up my truck and head to the south. These winters up north chap the words from my mouth. The highways and byways are calling me out. Think I'll fill up my truck and head to the south. Waits for me. in a feathered blue sundress cut above the knee. Where you going, hopping, can we make it, we'll see. A roaming romance waits for me. My baby calls me a medicine man, who can heal all her wounds with my lips where they land. But she can make me so nervous at times I can't stand. And my baby calls me her medicine man.
I like to skip rocks on the Shenandoah River. Found a good spot. There's an endless supply of skip rocks, which is really, really nice to be able to reach down at any moment and grab a rock to chuck across the river. You got to watch out for the rafters, though.
Had other jobs other than playing music? Have you had other kinds of jobs?
Oh, certainly. That's if you're a folk singer, you have to have another job.
Yeah.
So, I was just painting apartments in Huntington with a couple buddies. In Vermont, I was an outdoor educator and got to work a lot with the chainsaw up there, depending on the season.
The outdoor educators that I've worked with didn't have chainsaws.
Yeah, depending on the season, it was kind of what I was doing. So in the summertime, I was leading a trail crew and of high scores, and we did trail maintenance and built rock staircases and retaining walls and blazed trail and did some tread work and that kind of thing. And then I also took groups of kids out on canoe trips and overnight camp trips and that kind of thing. And in the wintertime, did a lot of forest technician work there, timber stand improvement. And
you have some training in that area?
When I moved there from New York City, and so I did not have any training. My second day in Vermont, they handed me a chainsaw and gave me a brief little talk about safety. And what you have to do, what you take seriously. I ended up becoming really obsessed with the chainsaw and the two-stroke motor, and I didn't even play that guitar, honestly, that much for the first couple years that I lived in Vermont. I wanted to be a logger. I was into it.
I'm a lumberjack, and I don't...
I told Ed the same story, and he had the same reaction.
Did he?
I was singing the lumberjack song.
Can you believe that? Can you imagine that the two of us would react the same way?
You guys
hang out
too much.
Yeah, maybe so.
Sang his songs with a lover's breath, often found lost for words. Stared at the ground when he'd take his steps, and never bluffed when he placed his bets. When he was through, there was no room left under the table. She often lied when spoken to, hummed to her own humble tune. Would lie in bed too often, weep to try to find a wink of sleep, but the stars could not be seen from her stable. So come on, babe, give me one more try. Never let me let you go. Hold you all through the night. When the time comes, I'll be ready to roll. It was a fast machine, spinning arms of ache and hurt. Vows that were born to keep now hold the hand, kiss the cheek of a love that will be gone in the morning. The wind, it blows the trees to bend, leaves cast off of the limb. Stars from the sky did pour, the sanctuary swept its floor of a love that has now become dormant. So come on, babe, give me one more try. Never let me let you go. Hold you all through the night. When the time comes, I'll be ready to roll. has fallen too quick for a gun. Hear the coyotes calling, but you're too scared to run.
If you haven't figured it out already, it can be great fun to be a fan of Tim Lancaster because he's got a lot of cool tunes. Just came to the microphone from the swag, the Tim Lancaster swag table. A couple of neat CDs, one called My Time's With You, another, I think, just a self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled. Yeah,
Tim Lancaster.
I'm awful at marketing. I thought it'd be great to have an album with nothing on it.
All right. Yeah, when you get here next, you have to practice at marketing and practice banjo jokes. You
deal.
Do those two things. And then there's also one, my favorite piece of swag, Tim looking really bad. I mean, like, bad Leroy Brown bad. And this is vinyl, folks. You said something, I think I heard you talking before the show, about how you kind of like physical media.
Well, it's nice to hold something in your hand. Like we were talking about, when you listen to a record, you're sitting there and you're reading the liner notes and you're listening to the whole record. It's not like you're listening to one song by one artist, or you're listening and then all of a sudden you go from that song to a totally different song. You're actually listening to the record how it was meant to be listened to. So you're listening to the whole flow, and I don't think too many people do that anymore. So it's nice to kind of commit yourself, commit some time out of your day, sit down, listen to a record, read who about who recorded it. That's gonna show you somebody else you might like, and then just follow that train for a while.
Sweet pea, won't you come back to me? Black-eyed Susan in your hair. Lay you down neath a bed of stars so I can stare, so we can stare. Watch them fly through a freckled sky. Honey, let's take one for a ride. Sweet pea, won't you come back to me? Because I care, I'll show you I care. Harvest my heart with the garden's touch. Weigh it out, bag it up. Sign it saying filled with love.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tim Lancaster. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Tim Lancaster after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.